A global class system is by definition totalitarian. We've never thought about that, let alone discussed it. At least I haven't. I haven't heard this discussed. It's by definition totalitarian in being self-reflective. And we're really delving into that in reading about this totalitarian child-rearing practices we've all been indoctrinated with. That every aspect of society reflects this notion of class that makes it totalitarian. The opposite, we recall, and you can read this quote by downloading the little book I wrote, Unpacking Democracy. Near the beginning, it opens with a quote, a little reminder that the opposite of totalitarianism is not democracy. The opposite of totalitarianism is openness, the open society. And you want to get more clear on that, Karl Popper did some serious work on the question. Check it out, The Open Society and Its Enemies. So in being self-reflective, and the fact that it is the entire globe that it seeks to, regarding which it seeks to eliminate all opposition, this makes it totalitarian within its categories of thought. Our body's truth doesn't exist. And so we can't ask the tough questions. I mean, seriously, I heard one woman say to me this week when I was speaking invited on this very question. Long story, but she said, I enjoy my work. Because I've talked about we live in a coerced work system. And she says, nobody coerces me. I like my job. I heard this the whole time I hawked books. Well, actually, no, I didn't hear it that often. And I said, well, have you ever laid in bed in the morning and just wanted to, and just wanted to sleep in? But you didn't, because you had to go to work. Did you ever just look at that pile and that growing pile of bills and think, okay, I got to work an extra shift, when you really didn't want to? See, that's coercion. The system ensures that we are compelled. Multiply, it is a totalitarian system. Every aspect of it leads to one conclusion: we must work. We cannot allow our body's truth in that frame. It makes sure that we can't. And what we're going to be ta obviously we're going to be talking more about that, because they can't provide the jobs in this present situation of consumption of the resources of the planet and growing extremes of, as a result, growing increasing disparities between those with, the 0.0001% and everybody else. And so they have to reframe this question of work themselves, or be overwhelmed by the obvious, which is what the discussions we put out here. So they're very, very desperate to reclaim the initiative on the issue of work. And with that, the notion of decentralization and saving the planet, all of this is, they want to work, massage into an integrated whole, which leaves some need for them, when the reality is there is no need for them. The need is for us to be unleashed so we can use our gifts freely. That's the need.